Hope everybody's doing well. I want to thank Rabietza. He's at parent teacher conferences. That's where I was last night. So as much as I love parent teacher conferences, and I actually do enjoy them more than most, I miss you guys very much. But it does happen once or twice a year, so there's nothing to do about it. So we're about to transition to a totally new topic. We've been discussing Kriyat Shema since the beginning of Maseches Brachos. That's the topic of the first three chapters. So the next two chapters will deal with the mitzvah of tefillah, mitzvah of davening. And we've mentioned many times that there is a dispute about whether the mitzvah of davening comes from the Torah. That is the view of the Rambam. It's something of a unique view. He roots it in a pasuk, Ulo Avdo Bechol Lavchem, in the 11th chapter of Sefer Dvarim, that we're supposed to serve God with all of our hearts. So, you know, you say, how do I serve God with my heart? So Isaac will answer, what do you mean? I serve God by going to three times a week to the cardiac fitness center. I'm serving God with my entire heart. So that's one perspective, okay? We respect that very much. That's also a mitzvah. V'nishmartem od nafshoteichem, a person has to exercise and take care of themselves, and you can even get a green sweatshirt for your trouble, right? The green sweatshirt is free once you sign up.
You what?
The green sweatshirt, it's free once you sign up, right? Okay, he's not sure. Okay, so I don't know. I take it back. I don't know if the green sweatshirt is free. So the Rambam thought, lo'avdo b'chol lo'avchem, he based this on a Gemara and Masechta Tainis on the first page of the Masechta. The Gemara says, Ezo hi avoda b'lev. How are we supposed to serve God with our heart? I know what it means to serve God with my head, is to study the Torah. I know what it means to serve God with my body, to perform the mitzvos. What does it mean to serve God with my heart? Ezo hi avoda shabalev, havi omer zo tzvila. So the Rambam thought that the mitzvah of tefillah was a mitzvah min haTorah. Now the Rambam explains that very, very, very little about tefillah is actually a mitzvah min haTorah. Just once a day, a person has to open a conversation with God. It has to follow the following basic structure. First, we must praise God. Then a person is supposed to give their requests. And then a person is supposed to thank God. The Rambam does throw in something interesting, which is really, really, really fascinating, that facing the Beis HaMikdash might be part of the Torah-level obligation. You know, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he talked about, you know, how everybody in the world would use that as sort of like the world center for prayer. And Yeshayahu says, Ki vesi beis tefila yikarei l'chol amim, not just for the Jewish people. But be that as it may, that's the Rambam's version of tefila midaraisa. Then the rabbis came along, the Rambam explains, and they give us a fixed text for davening, because people lost their fluency in the Hebrew language after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. They gave us specific times for davening. So Shachris, we have to daven by the fourth halachic hour of the day. Mincha, we have to daven by sunset. And Maariv, in principle, we should really daven by Chatzos, but in theory, when a person didn't daven by the middle of the night, one really has until Alos HaShachar, until dawn, to daven Maariv, Tfilas Sa'erev, Ein La Kerev. Now, even between, as we'll see, between Shachris and Mincha, and Maariv, there's a big difference, because Maariv fundamentally was optional, but the Jewish people, by force of our minhag, we accepted upon ourselves as obligation. So practically speaking, it's not as so much of a difference today, because we do consider it obligatory. But you notice, probably the most obvious difference between Shachris and Mincha on the one hand, and Maariv on the other hand, is that Maariv, there's no Chazar Sashat. Why don't we have a repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei? We have by Shachris, we have in Mincha. Why don't we have the repetition when it comes to Maariv? The answer is because it's not fundamentally obligatory, so the rabbis never instituted that it needed to be repeated for people who didn't know how to say it, because fundamentally, it was never really obligatory. We've accepted it upon ourselves as a firm obligation, but that is one of the differences that remains, the fact that there is no repetition. Okay, very good. So that's a little bit of the Rambam's view. The Rambam has a different mitzvah of davening. The Rambam says if there's a crisis, so the Torah tells us in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Baaloscha that if, let's say, there's a war, there are people that are invading your country, etc., so then you would sound the trumpets, v'harayos and v'chatzotros, but the Rambam says the mitzvah isn't just to sound the trumpets, but it's also to daven, lizok u'leharia. So there are two different mitzvahs of davening according to the Rambam. There's the fifth mitzvah of the 248, and there's mitzvah number 59 of the 248, and they represent the two mitzvahs of davening. Again, one for davening every single day, and one for davening what we call be'ez tzara, when somebody or an entire community is in fact in distress. So the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban says the basic concept of tefillah is not a Torah-level obligation. He thinks that, yes, it is possible to make the argument that be'ez tzara during a time of personal
or communal distress, that he might agree with the Rambam, and he might say, okay, then it becomes a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. But in terms of davening on a daily basis, there really is no obligation to daven on a daily basis. So what then is tefillah? Why did the rabbis give us tefillah?
So the Ramban, this is why I brought it, I wanted to show it to you inside. He writes such a beautiful line about what he thinks tefillah is. This is in his essay that he wrote as a pretty strident critique of Rambam's view that tefillah was a mitzvah d'oraisa, that it was a commandment on a Torah level. So he says that he doesn't accept that as a basic doctrine, but he says, Elavadai kol inyan hatzfilah, the matter of tefillah, in ochova klal, it is not fundamentally, legally, an obligation to daven, aval hu mimidas chesed habori yisbarach aleinu, it is part of God's kindness towards us, sheshomeya ve'one, that he listens to us and he answers us, b'chol kor'enu elav, whenever we call out to him. So the Ramban here is paraphrasing from a pasuk towards the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when all the nations would look at the Jewish people and they would say, umi goy gadol, who is like this great nation? Asher lo elokim k'rohim elav, that has a God that's so close to him, b'chol kor'enu elav, whenever we call out to him. It doesn't mean that we always get the answer that we're looking for. Sometimes the answer could be no, but God is always shomea tefillah. He always answers. We don't always like the answer that we get, but he's always there for us. Mi goy gadol asher lo elokim k'rohim elav, k'ashem elokeinu, b'chol kor'enu elav. What's the only prerequisite that's required for davening? We say it so many times today in the Ashrei. Karov Adonai l'chol korav, l'chol asher yikruv v'emet. As long as we're being honest with him, God is really close to us. And when we call out to him, we don't believe that you have to go through a priest. We don't believe that you have to go through an imam. We don't believe that you have to be a great Torah scholar or a scholar of any kind. Who can daven? Anybody who is honest. That's one of the great revolutionary ideas of Judaism. So that's what the Ramban says. That's really the notion of tefillah. The tefillah at its core is really part of God's chesed towards us. But now we can ask a different question. Remember the Ramban said, what's the daily mitzvah of tefillah? Based on a pasuk in the 11th chapter of Sefer Dvarim, where the Torah says, Ula Avdo, that we should serve God, Bechol Levavchem, with our entire heart. So again, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara in Tanis, Ezohi Avodah Shebelev, what is service of God with the heart? Have you ever Zo tefillah? This is the mitzvah of davening. So the Ramban says, well, wait, if I don't really think that line in the Gemara is to be taken literally, that line in the Gemara means that there's a mitzvah to daven on a Torah level, so what do I think that line means? Ula avdo b'chol avchem. So the Ramban explains something which he says in many different places, in many different ways, but he always comes back to the same point. He says, you know, when we serve God, ula avdo b'chol avchem, that we should serve God, not because this is a hedge fund. We think, oh, okay, we'll hedge our bets. Maybe it's good to serve God, maybe it's not good, we'll do a little bit of divine service. No, not like that. And we shouldn't serve God with the sense of, okay, you know, we'll give God, you know, half an effort or three quarters of an effort. Ula avdol b'chol avchem, explains the Ramban, is that when we serve God, we should do so with total commitment. The expression that the millennials like to say is all in. You have to be all in. So that's what the Ramban was explaining, is that whatever mitzvah you do, whether it's the mitzvah of lulav, or whether it's the mitzvah of sukkah, or the mitzvah of shofar, or the mitzvah of mezuzah, or the mitzvah of tefillin, one should do it b'lev shalom, that one should do it with a total sense of commitment, that A, this is what God wants for me, and B, that this is what's good for me, that God has commanded me to do this, and to really take joy, and to be totally committed and devoted to the service of God and all of his mitzvahs. That's what the pasuk means, ula avdo b'chol avchem. It's not an independent mitzvah. It tells us, or it describes to us, the attitude that we should bring to every single mitzvah. Okay, so that's a good introduction to davening. What the Ramban will possibly concede to the Rambam is, maybe there is a tefillah mitzvah d'oraisa, tefillah be'es tzara, when we're in distress. He's toys with the concession on that point, but there's a more fundamental disagreement here in terms of the nature of the obligation to daven. The Ramban will say it's purely rabbinic. The Rambam will say it really comes from the Torah. The Rambam will admit that the text of tefillah, the frequency of tefillah, the time of tefillah, all that was developed later, all of that was rabbinic. But the Ramban will tell you is that the entire institution of an obligation to daven
Israeli rabbinic. I'll just conclude with one point. In the later literature, we find a very fascinating suggestion according to the Ramban. We just established conclusively that the Ramban is of the belief that the chiyuv, the obligation for a person to daven, is only rabbinic. But it is possible, as we've seen in many different ways, it is possible for a person to suggest that even if there's no chiyuv d'oraisa according to the Ramban to daven, there could still be a chiyuv d'oraisa. So sometimes we're not obligated to do things on a Torah level, but there can be a chiyuv d'oraisa of fulfillment on a Torah level. So we were describing a few weeks ago in the Rambam shir that this applies, let's say, to the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah of nichum aveilim and bikur cholim. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avel and Perek Yedalad and Halacha Aleph, harei elu tzomus. Remember, mitzvahs midivrehem, v'hareihin bichlal v'hafel reyacha kamocha. So somebody would put a gun to your head and say, does the Rambam think that the Torah obligates you to do bikur cholim? The correct answer is no, just in case you're in that situation. There is no chiyuv d'oraisa. But the person would then ask you, this would be a strange individual who's both got a gun and willing to use it, but he also knows a lot about the Rambam, does one get credit for a mitzvah d'oraisa for performing the mitzvah bikur cholim? And the answer is yes. Possibly two mitzvahs d'oraisa, v'alach to midrachav, imitating the ways of Hashem, and also v'ahav to l'reacha kamocha, as the Rambam explains there, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa, but there is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So many wanted to suggest, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wanted to make this suggestion, that the Ramban does take the view that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to daven every single day, but there could be a chiyuv d'oraisa. One could be fulfilling the divine commandment. Again, one is not obligated to daven every single day, according to the Ramban, but there might be a chiyuv d'oraisa for a person to daven on a daily basis. So again, that is one of the approaches in the secondary literature to the position of the Ramban. But again, the Ramban's basic view is that the pasuk ul'avdo b'cholavavchem, as we begin the Mishnayot to the fourth parak, is the attitude that we bring to each and every mitzvah. And that attitude is, of course, b'cholavavchem, that we should serve God, again, not because we're hedging our bets or not out of a state of dispassion or antiseptic distance, but that we should serve God with a sense of commitment, with a sense of devotion, and a sense of absolute conviction of the veracity and of the significance of divine service.